grace from the God of grace, peace from the Prince of Peace and our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us stand to listen to hear the words from the Gospel according to the Luke. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spoke a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out of the mote that is in thy eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. A priest has have a rare situation here that I have been able to listen to the sermons spoken by the brothers, that the gospel has been enlightened in many different way through with many different gifts. It's not incorrect to say that in many of the sermons that we have heard about the worries, maybe a fear that is connected to this time we are living at. This political life in our communities is so challenging that can bring us insecurity and fearful feeling to us. And also in our church, Lutheran church in Finland, that many things are trying to be changed, that one doesn't even know what I should say or think, or should I even say anything, or should I just wait to see what will happen and pray and hope that God will lead and guide us in this with these matters. But in the midst of all of that, it has come to my mind, my childhood and the time of youthness. I was living in the small village. My parents were from the generations that they were born before the war. They lived their childhood and youthness during the war. They were young. They had to take lots of responsibilities during that time, and that has impacted a lot on his life. And many times when I discuss with him, he told about his childhood and his experience where he had to even overdo over his limits things. And when the grandparents needed to go to the war and the grandfathers stayed at home to do things at home, many times I did not understand when I was a child, but now as an adult, I have tried to recall their attitude towards life. And still, that touches me and speaks to me. They were the people, they had like a little education, and they still have this simple fear towards God. It was visible in their life. That if they lived according to the will of God, God will bless them. And if they did something against the law and regulation, so they were easily understood that they will get a punishment when they do something wrong, and even the God would punish them. They also had another kind of mind. When they were in the midst of all this hard work, they were still thinking that a man decides, but it's God that makes things to happen. Nothing happens without God knowing it. Not any of the destiny what in our life or in our community. But they trust that God leads them the life, and that helped them to live through those difficult times. And when I'm looking at you from here, I'm thinking many of the discussions I have had during these services, I can say this flock of people, I can see that people here are similar. I'm not saying that everybody here is perfect, but it's about something that we have the trust in God, that He leads our way and life. And that gives a great power and strength to our life. I just read about the gospel according to the Luke, a short story, chapter. Luke is such an interesting man that he gives to his own listeners or the readers and to us all, to Christianity, the view that makes us to keep the basic doctrine in our mind. There were many Jews. They sent greeting to the receivers, and Luke was mentioned especially, that Luke was not a Jew. He had received the grace of repentance from Bacon's. He had understood that matter in such a way. He was a wise man. When he wrote these Acts of Apostle and Gospel, he says, I have written to you after having done so much search. He did not have knowledge before, but he had to find all the knowledge or the information. And when he writes this gospel, he writes it in the way for a purpose that the people to receive the grace of repentance, even from the pagans, without being Jews, so that the secrecy of the people of God would be revealed to people or the listeners. When I now read this text, here we see such a teaching that should be in our mind always. It comes out from the first verse, be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Now he says the same thing from the other translation of Bible. The old translation of Bible has more meaning. The new translation, we easily think, we do not have in the Christianity, we don't have the foundation based on which we can look at the life and the doctrines and say, like we say, something is according to the teaching of God and something is not. As it says, do not judged, then you will not be judged. If that's the way it say, then the grace is not here. Of course, there is the law of God. The form of the command, the form of law of God is in these 10 commandments. When the law is preached, as if God wills, it awakens a person's mind and makes him to repent. Luke means here that do not say that a person is perished. It's not for us to say. God only sees the heart and not us. Our mind and our purpose here, that we talk to people as long as possible through this power that was given to us. That is our mind and our matter. But about the judging, it is such a challenging thing here that it speaks to me very much, is that when in the Gospel of Matt, when Jesus was with the disciples in Philippos, they were discussing, Jesus asked disciples what they think that Jesus is. The people say he is a prophet and this and that, and Jesus asks directly from the disciples, what about you? What do you think who I am? Simon Peter answers first, because he was easily like the fast one always. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. It was a beautiful confession. And when Jesus says later, you are Peter, and I will build a congregation on this rock. But the confession of Peter is part of this building. But Peter is not this stone. Christ is the stone, but the Peter is only part of it. That is the part of Peter is to be a part of the kingdom, like we all believers are. There is another fact too. He says, that has not been told you by the flesh or the blood, but my Father from heaven. Dear friends, this is important thing. Nowadays, there are many religious in the world. What they think, that when the law of the word of God comes near to us, that it teaches us the heaven and the earth are witnessing. A man can do in this way through his own reasoning and understanding if he only decides and wants to do it. Together with Luther, we say, no, a man cannot do it. Nothing happened in a man's heart unless God calls him. You are the branches that attach to me. Without me, you are not able to achieve anything. Nobody can come to me unless a God calls him. And Luther says to that, you have to be careful that the words that tells you have to do that, that's a law. Like the Bible says, it would be correct to do things, but I don't have power to do it. As you remember, Jesus calls the disciples one by way, one by one, like to Peter as well, that he became the fisherman of a people, like all other believers as well, children of God. And here is the point. When we are thinking that do not judge, it brings the question here, remember always that me, that I have received the grace of repentance from the word. I remember the moment when the patient's brothers talked to me, enlightened and revealed the kingdom of God to me. I remember the moment when I realized in my mind that, oh no, those people have the faith, but I do not have it. It was the moment that was my feet were kind of slipped away. But the brothers had the blessing. It's something like where the person seeing came to see the blind person. But here is a teaching. When you had the gift of being able to be a believer, remember that is through the grace of God. That is through the grace, goodness, and blessings of God. Through His grace, God has given this gift to you, and He affects in your heart. And if you keep the faith, you will be saved. How I can look at those people after my repentance that do not have this faith or this gift? Of course I can, and I need to preach the gospel or the word of God. But I'm not able to be proud of doing it because I have to say that I don't have anything that would make God to admire me, because He sees me as a sinner as well only. But through His grace and blessed His gospel and changed His mind, children of God are having this kind of a gift. And this gift of grace, as we have heard many times during these services, that it gives this kind of mind, and that we get close to other people with humble mind. If God wills, it affects and works in that way that the heart receives the grace of repentance. And brothers and sisters, that happens to you every day, even that you have been able to be believer since the childhood. Every day it's a gift from God. Somebody asked me that are you really a believer? It was a hard question, and you know, easily make me to ponder. But to answer to that question, it is sometimes hard, challenging to do it, because I start to think, our saying is that I can be believing, I can believe. That means that this is not under my power. But today, God has done a great miracle in me that I can prevail, keep this gift of faith. And this is what is this text about of Bible, and what does it mean to us? Dear friends, we can be happy people. This great festive services, lots of volunteer work, but most importantly, to be before the most important matter, that we can preach the gospel of forgiveness of sins. Gospel offers the perfect grace of God and forgiveness of sins. whether you are here on site or online, dear friend, this message where the blind receive this, be able to see through grace. This is offered, the grace and the forgiveness is offered to you. Wherever you are, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood and trust in this joyful message. This belongs to all of you. In this gift, with this gift, through this gift, we have this miracle of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.